Good morning. Today's daf Yevam Samach Gimel. We find ourselves in Samach Beis Amud Beis, and we're talking about the mitzvah Puru Revu. Mishnah yesterday, really on Samach Alf Amud Beis, goes through some of the most basic questions regarding the mitzvah Puru Revu. Notably, how many children do you have to have in order to fulfill the mitzvah, and what happens once you fulfill the mitzvah? So, as far as question number one is concerned, the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Not only that, but three iterations of the machlokes, the Mishnah's version, and two brises that we saw yesterday. Beis Shammai is of the position that you have to have, I'll just say over the Mishnah, that you have to have two sons, and Beis Hillel is of the position of son and a daughter. And then we did the Gemaras yesterday in terms of where are the Makaros for each of the positions. There's a lot more that we did yesterday. We also covered the Brises numbers 1 and 2, which give different iterations of the Machlokas, and then Svar is also for the Brises as well. We covered that yesterday. And then from the Mishnah, going all the way back to the Mishnah, discussion regarding After you fulfill the mitzvah Puru Revu, that's it. In other words, you can become a single for the remainder of your life. So the Gemara noted that from the Mishnah, yes and no. Meaning, yes, you don't have to have any more children, but no, you should be with a wife. You should still maintain a wife. In other words, lo tovi l'lios adam levado. It's not good for a person to be by himself, a man to be by himself. And so therefore, you should maintain the wife, even though you don't have to have children anymore. Okay, hold that thought, by the way, because in just a moment, just a couple minutes from now, we're going to get a different version or a differing viewpoint regarding whether or not you should continue to have children even after you fulfill the mitzvah Puru Revu. Hold that thought. Also, yesterday, we ended off with two really interesting machlokes in between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The first machlokes is if you convert. Now, this applies not to most of us, but for the Gerim. So if you convert, you had children when you were a ger, so do you have to start again and have children again? So machlok between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish holds of the concept that we go over numerous times throughout Shas, the ger shenizgar kakan shenola dami, and you're brand new. You're a totally new entity once you're megayer, and so therefore you have to have children anew. I would like to posit, although again, this is a more lengthy discussion, which I don't want to have now, which we're not going to have now, but I think Rav Yochanan agrees with the basic concept of Gershon is Geyer. It's just that the doesn't apply it over here. That's probably the right shot. But again, that's for a lengthier discussion. And then the second machlokes that we saw yesterday is that let's say Rachmanis, you had children and they died, they predecease you. So under those circumstances, did you fulfill the mitzvah Puru Revu? So that also is a machlokas amarayim between Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. And Rav Yochanan says that you're not mekayim the mitzvah, which means to say that according to Rav Yochanan, you're going to have to have more children. Okay, and then on that, we quoted the Braisa. The Braisa yesterday, b'nei banim harein kavanim, so you can count your grandchildren towards your count of the mitzvah per Revu. So what does that mean? So yesterday, we offered two possible pshatim in terms of what the Braisa meant. Either one of the Braisa means is that if, let's say, you have one son, but he produces multiple grandchildren, so that can count towards your mitzvah Puru Revu. That's the B'nai Banim Harein Kabanim. And the alternate pshat is that, no, the B'nai Banim Harein Kabanim is that you can have the grandson replace its parent. But in other words, but you still need two children. Okay. Anyway, regardless, those are the basic ideas that we've been covering now for the last couple of days, and we continue. We're on Samech Beis Amud Beis. And we're towards the top of the Amud. So, B'nai Banim Harein Kabanim. So, just for a couple more minutes, we're going to be spending time on this concept of B'nai Banim Harein Kabanim. So, Sav Rabbi Lamehmer, Barala Bra, Barta La Barta, Vekosha Kain, Barala Barta, Ava Barta La Bra, Lo. So, this idea of B'nai Banim Harein Kabanim. So, I understand that your son's son and your daughter's daughter, so I understand that they could serve as replacements, meaning that part I get. But what the Gemara is struggling with for a moment, and Rashi over here spells this out. So the kule ama, I'm sorry. Aval barta levra lo. But if your son has a daughter, maybe no. Maybe that's not a replacement. Amalei rav l'sheves yitzara by v'ha'ika. So the Gemara says no l'sheves yitzara. In other words, the whole purpose, but like we said yesterday, the whole purpose of Puru Revu is to settle and populate the earth. And so if your son has a child, so that's good. Meaning, and even if that child is a daughter, that's also good. It works. Now, dekuli ama mi'as trei mechad lo. So the Gemara says, now what comes out over here is as follows. That we can have the grandchildren replacing the children vis-a-vis the mitzvah Puru Revu. That's true. But in other words, but you still have to have two, and each one of them Each one of them will have a child, and that child will serve as a replacement. But you need to have two. Meaning what won't work for the mitzvah per revu is that if you have one, and that one has two. So you have two grandchildren, you have two einiklach, but you only have one child, that's not going to work. L'kulei ama. V'lova amir lei rabban la rav sheshes nasi v'isusava oli b'nei, v'amilu b'nei barte b'nainenu. So the Gemara says, meanwhile, there was a conversation between the Chacham and Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes says that what happened was is I married a woman, and I had a son, and he gave me Einiklach. And so even though I only had one son, but I had Einiklach, I had grandchildren. And so therefore I was Mekayim the Mitzvah Purivu. So it comes out over here, is that you could, it sounds like, you could have only one child, but as long as that child produces for your grandchildren, you were Mekayim the Mitzvah Purivu. And the Gemara says, yeah, I know he said that, but he didn't mean it. And meaning, everything he said it was correct, but it's not the mitzvah. Hasam dechui kamatchiluhu, the Rav Sheshes Yaakov mipirkei de Rav Huna. So the Gemara says that, tragically, Rav Sheshes, he himself became an akar. He became sterile. And it's based on the shiurim of Rav Huna. I just won't go through it right now. In other words, see Rashi over here in terms of exactly what the Gemara is making reference to. Anyway, the point is that he became an akar, he became sterile. And so he only had one son because, quite frankly, he couldn't have any more. So just as a way of giving himself a little bit of nachas ruach, so he said, yeah, it's true, I only had one child, but that child produced many grandchildren, and as a result of that, so I was almost mekayim the mitzvah puruvu. But in other words, but he didn't mean that he actually was mekayim, because to be mekayim, you have to have two. Okay, good. So this idea that your grandchildren is serving as a substitute for your children, again, whichever pshat we're going to go with, but where's the source of that? Meaning, it's good that we say that, but is there a makor? So the Gemara says, maybe. So let's consider the following. So maybe the conversation between Lav and Yaakov, where Lav says to Yaakov, you know, right, Lavan, of course, is a Zayda. Okay, so, right, that's Yaakov's father-in-law. And he says, you know, your children are my children. Your daughters are my daughters. So that could be a good Maramakum for, B'nai Banim is Kibanim. So the Gemara says, it's not such a great Maramakum. So, Elamiata Vatson Soni. So, Hachanami. So, and your sheep are my sheep. Okay, so he's not talking about the family relationship to Yaakov's sheep. He basically is saying is, look, whatever you got is mine. So Ella, the kan is minay. So that's basically what he's saying. He's basically telling Yaakov, look, in other words, it's all mine. Everything you have is mine. Okay, so it's not a good maramakum. So what is a good maramakum? Ella haka, the kan is min, I'm sorry, Ella mehaka. The achar ba chetzron el bas mechir. Avigila vatelo esigov. Okay, so, chetzron marries bas mechir. And they have children. Uksiv mani machir yardu mechokakim. Now we know the descendants of machir are mechokakim. So the grandchildren of machir are mechokakim. Now we know we grandchildren through a daughter, and uksiv Yehuda mechokaki. And so meanwhile, Yehuda is given credit as being the alter zeda. So what comes out over here is that the despite the fact that the relationship is a grandfather to a grandchild, and as Rashi points out over here, and only connected through a daughter, not even a son. Rashi points out over here for this whole discussion of where's the makor. So if it's son, and we're going down from a paternal standpoint, the Gemara never even was dunning on that. The Gemara knew that harei banim kivnei banim. What the Gemara was looking for was a makor of the daughter, meaning as we've discussed already a couple of times recently. In other words, when it comes to Yichus really goes through the father, not through the mother. And so what the Gemara wanted to know is that Hare B'nei Banim Kevanim, how do I know that even that's even true with a daughter? That's why the Gemara first wanted to go to the Maramakum of Yaakov and Lavan, because from Lavan's standpoint, his grandchildren were his grandchildren through his daughter. That was one Maramakum. The Gemara didn't like it, but that's why the Gemara chose that one. And over here, it's Bas Mechir, right? The daughter of Mechir. So this is a good Maramakum. Okay, the Gemara's happy. Okay, pause. Samech Beis Amid Beis, halfway down on the Amud, Masis and the local Rebbe Yoshua. Now, what do we learn in our Mishnah? You fulfill the mitzvah for Revu. Now what? So you should still have a wife because Lo Tov. It's just simply not good for a man to be by himself. Okay. As far as having more children, so the Mishnah and the Gemara was medayik in the Mishnah. Okay, you're good. Meaning once you fulfill the basic requirements of Peruvu, whichever shita you follow, well, obviously we follow Beis Hillel, so then you don't have to have any more. Now the Gemara is going to tell us, okay, now I will give you a different viewpoint. And that's the shita Rabbi Yoshua. Masis and Delavka Rabbi Yoshua. So our Mishnah is not following like Rabbi Yoshua. What is the shita Rabbi Yoshua? D'tanya. Rabbi Yoshua, Mernasa Adam Isha, Bialduso, Isha, Beziknuso. Let's say you were married when you were young. And for whatever reason, whatever, death, divorce, whatever the case was. And now you're older, so what you should do? You should get married. Not only that, you should have children when you're older. Continue having children. Because which of your children are going to come out good? You don't know. So in other words, so it's a numbers game. So you have a lot of children. So okay, so the statistics are now going to work in your favor. So the im shneim kecha tovim. Who knows? They may all come out good. You may get lucky. Rabbi Kiva Amar Lama Torah Bialduso Yimel Torah Bezikduso. Rabbi Kiva would like to add to this point as well. Let's say you were a rebbe in your younger years. Ah, you're older now. You should still be a rebbe, and you should still be teaching. You should still make talmidim. Hi, Yelo Talmidim Bialduso Yelo Talmidim Bezikduso Shenemar Babogazera Zarecha. And again, the same pasuk in Kohelas speaking to this idea that just because you're older, it doesn't mean you should retire. You shouldn't retire from having children, and you shouldn't retire from being a rebbe. So Amru Shemasar Elav Zugim Talmidim Hayul Rabbi Akiva. Now this Gemara, I would say everybody knows. Good. So Rabbi Akiva had students, a lot of them, right? 12,000 pairs of students. Migavas Ad Antiparas from these two towns, from one to the other. Vekula Mesu Beperek Echad, and they all died in one time period. Mimnei Shalonagu Kavod Zelazeh. Because they didn't give cover to one another. And the world was in total desolation after having lost now 24,000 Talmidim. Rabbi Kiva went south. And he took on five new students. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yost, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. And yes, Rabbi Shimon over here is Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. And they were the ones who were the Bala Masorah. They passed on the Torah. Okay, obviously, there is so much to discuss over here, but we're behind. We're not going to discuss. We're going to go on. So, Tana Kula Mesa Be Pesach Varatzeres. Now, when did they die? So, the first brisa just simply said they died Beperek Echad. Now, we get a supplemental brisa that says that they died from Pesach until Atzeres. And yes, there's tremendous significance, specifically why during that time period. This is the Gemara that speaks to all the Minhagei Avelos that Klal Yisrael have taken upon themselves during this time period. Again, the various minhagim. There's not one unified minhag, but the various minhagim in terms of how to be knowing the avelus during it, specifically when to be knowing the avelus during this time period between Pesach and Atzeres. Okay. Anyway, but we're going to go on. Amar Chama Abraham Vitem Rabbi Chia Abraham and Kula Mesu Misa Ra'am Rachmanis. The 24,000 students died, and they died a terrible death. So Ma'hi Amar Rav Nachman Askara. So they died from. So I don't know the diagnostics, and so I can't give you a modern medical term to describe it, but their throat's closed up. Amar Rav Masta Halachi Rabbi Yoshua. And so now what did we learn together? That there's a basic machlokus between our Mishnah and the Brisa of Rabbi Yoshua. Our Mishnah says you fulfill the mitzvah Pur Revu. Okay, good. So you can retire from having children. And meanwhile, the Brisa says no, just the opposite. In other words, you have the base number, minimum number of kids. Right? One boy, one girl, and then Viter, and then you just go on, and you have more kids. Okay? And the Gemara says, the halacha is like Rabbi Yoshua. Am Rabbi Tancham, Am Rabbi Chanel, I call Adam, Shein lo Isha Shari below Simcha, below Bracha, below Tova, below Tova. So if you do not have an Isha, a person does not live in a state of Simcha, not Bracha, not Tova. Meaning it's good to have a wife. Very good to have a wife. And the Gemara now elaborates on all three of these points. Would have been better if I discussed this yesterday on Mother's Day, but okay, I fell behind. So below Simcha, Dichsi V'Samachta Atal Veizecha. So below Simcha, so the pasuk says V'Samachta Atal Veizecha. So you're going to be in a state of joy. Below Bracha, Dichsi V'Lanich Bracha Al Veizecha. Again, the bias over here is a reference to one's wife. We see that throughout Chas. Okay, so you're going to have Bracha. And below Tova, Dichsi V'Lo Tova Hayos Adam Levadom. Okay, so. With a wife, you're going to get all three of these. Bimah, Rava, Amri, below Torah, below Choma. In Eretz Yisrael, they add a couple. out a couple or they disagree, whatever the case is. So if without a wife, you don't have Torah, you don't have Choma. So below Torah, Dichsiv Ha'im, Ein Ezrasi Bi, V'Toshia Nidche Mimeni. So without my companion, I'm not going to have Toshia. And Toshia is a reference to Torah. And below Choma, and you will not have a wall. The wife serves as your protector. She's that wall that's around you. Spiritually, for many different aspects. And Dichsiv, the Pasuk says, Nikeva Tosovev Gever, that what the wife does is that she surrounds her husband, she protects her husband. Okay. The Rava Barula Amar below Shalom, an addendum. Okay, so without a wife, you're not going to have Shalom. Dichsiv, Yadati Ki Shalom O'alech U'fakarat Anavech V'lo Sechete. Okay, so you can have Shalom as well. Amar Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi Kol Yodeh B'Yishto Shehi Rashamayim Ve'ina Pogta Nirkor Chote. You know your wife is a big Yerushamayim, and you don't visit her, and visitor over here means intimacy, husband and wife. So you know she's Yerushamayim, and you're not, and you don't visit her. So chote, you're a sinner, meaning you should take care of your wife. Shenem Rav Yadata Kishlam Olech, V'am Rav Yishu Man Levi Chayev Adam Lefko Desisho B'Shashu Yotzil Aderech. And even as you're going out on the way, so you should make sure to visit your wife before you go. Shenem Rav Yadata Kishlam Olech, HaMehacha Nafka, Mehazam Nafka. The Gemara points out, yeah, the halach is very clear. I just have a different makor. Going all the way back to the beginning of Bereishis. So before he goes on a trip, so he should visit his wife. So I'm Rav Yosef Lonitzucha Ella Samachlavesta. So it's true that we have two makoros for this halacha that one should visit his wife before going on a trip. But as far as the second makor is concerned, so Samachlavesta. So we know that a woman has a schedule, and we know that when a woman's expecting to see her nidus, so the husband's not allowed to be with her, meaning even before she actually sees it. But if there's a fixed time in which he sees it, so he's not allowed to be with her during that time. That's called a vest. In the time of the Gemara, it was very common for a woman to have what's called a vest kavua. In other words, it was a fixed schedule, and she knew when it was coming. She could basically pinpoint it to the day in which it was coming. Not only to the day, but to a 12-hour period. That's what's called an halacha and ona. So during the ona, so you are not allowed to be with her. But how about samach levest? How about the time before the ona? So you're in a risky territory. So in other words, generally speaking, now the way I'm saying over the Gemara over here is like Rashi. Okay, there are different ways to say over the Gemara. So right now, my comments all are Rashi. So everything I'm saying is just Rashi. But again, this is a daf, and I'm going quickly, and so the Gemara goes well beyond what I'm saying right now. But so samach levest, so before that ona, so that's you're already in a bit of a danger zone in terms of you may be having relations with her when she's in Ida. But we're talking about a woman who has a vest kavua, and the chances are is that she'll probably be in Ida during the actual vest itself. During the ona. So samuch levest, so generally speaking, you should stay away, but if you're going on a trip and there's a mitzvah to be poked her before you go on the trip, so then samuch levest, you should be with her. The kama amarava ona. Now, as far as the actual time period in which you have to refrain from having relations with her, so that's an ona. Ona is 12 hours. So, and as a result of that, during the actual ona itself, so you can't be with her. But samach levest, but before the time period, and you're going on a trip, so even though it's immediately before that time period, but still, you're going on a trip, so therefore you should be with her. Now, this halacha that you should be with your wife before you go on a trip, so that's only if you're going to Dvar Rishos, meaning you're not heading to do a mitzvah. But if you're on your way to do a mitzvah, so then there isn't this requirement to visit your wife beforehand, because the mitzvah is going to be matrid you. Now, Rashi over here does offer two pshatim in terms of exactly what this means. I'll say over the two pshatim of Rashi. V'hani milid dechayv lapoktaki azol advar rishus aval advar mitzvah lo mishum detar b'mitzvah. Meaning you're right now going to be too preoccupied with the mitzvah, and you won't be able to give your wife the proper attention. Inami matru b'tashmish v'yivata b'mitzvah. The alternate pshat is that because you're going to be with your wife, so then you're not going to do the mitzvah. Okay, so when there's a mitzvah that you're headed out to, so at that, for whatever reason, Rashi just offered two. So then there isn't this halacha that one should be with his wife. Tanu Rabbanan, Samach Beis Amud Beis, all the way on the bottom, three lines from the bottom, last words in the line. Tanu Rabbanan, Ohev Es Ishto Kegufo, somebody who loves his wife like himself. V'Hamechabdo Yoser Migufo, honoring her more than yourself, giving your children a good education, teaching them how to be a good Jew, marrying off your children, meaning when they're really young, right? Before they get too old and too unruly. So Allah Kasav Omer Vyadati Kishalom Olech. So all that results in Shalom. Somebody who loves his neighbors and Mekarvis Korovav takes his relative and really brings them in close. Vanosis Basachoto. A number of times in this Masechta. So I told you that you have all your family members who are Arayos, but notable exception is your niece. Your niece is not an erva to you. And as I mentioned a number of times in the Masechta, there is a preference for one to marry his niece. Now, nowadays, not observed, but in other words, a strict letter of the law, halacha is, you marry your niece. And the Gemara over here says, preferred. And you marry your sister's daughter. Now, why sister's daughter? Hold that thought. I'm coming back to it. And as we turn to Samach Gil Mamad Aleph, and if you lend to a poor person when he's in desperate need, so Allah v'kas of Omer. So for all these actions that we just did, of Oev Ashkana, Mekar Viskorva, Noses Pasach Choso, and Malvasela Lani, if you do any of these or all of these, so the Pasuk says, Omer Astikorva Hashem Yaneh, Tishavah V'yomer Hineni. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to listen to all your tefillas, meaning that you're the kind of person where Kadosh Baruch Hu is ready to listen to you at any point in time. Okay, marrying your niece. So a couple points over here about marrying your niece. This obviously is a really interesting topic. So the Gemara says it's preferred, meaning it's she's not an erva. And not only is she not an erva, but it's a good thing. The Gemara's lashon is basa choso, meaning not just your niece, but specifically your sister's daughter. Now, you could marry your brother's daughter, but the Gemara over here is pointing it to your sister's daughter. Is there a reason why? So the Gemara pointed to sister's daughter. So Rashi says yes. So Rashi here, right on the daf, says, why your sister's daughter? Because you really like your sister. Meaning, generally speaking, as far as sibling relationships are concerned, so a man is much closer to his sister than his brother. And he really likes his sister. So if he really likes his sister, so that's going to that's going to carry over to the daughter. And you're going to really like her daughter, i.e., you and your niece are going to have a wonderful relationship. That's Rashi. Really interesting Rashi. Tosfos says a couple things. Tosfos says, number one, no necessary preference. In other words, just, you know, generally speaking, people end up marrying their sister's daughter as opposed to the brother's daughter, but hainu hach, it's one and the same. Tosfos then goes on to say, it's the last Tosfos, I'm just saying it outside. Tosfos then goes on to say, it could be that as far as your sister's daughter is concerned, you have more of a mazel with her. Okay? You're spiritually aligned with her. And so it will make for a better shidduch. Okay. A couple of really interesting points. I'll give you one more interesting point as it relates to niece. Again, I'm saying all this way too quickly, but I know we have a lot of daf we have to catch up on. Just one other point regarding the niece, and that's Rav Yehuda HaChassid. So if you're familiar with Rav Yehuda HaChassid, great. If you're not familiar with him, you should be. So Rav Yehuda HaChassid was an early Ashkenaz, and so he had a lot of interesting things that he wrote in his Tava, right? So he before he died, so he wrote a number of instructions to his families of the do's and don'ts. Some of them are really interesting, and some of them are Kenega the Gemara, which makes it very interesting. So one of the things that he writes in the Tzavah is that you should not marry your niece. Okay, that was one of the things that Rav Yehuda HaChassid writes in the Tzavah, and it's Kenega our Gemara. We just learned in a Gemara that's preferred to marry your niece. It's a real preference. And Rav Yehuda HaChassid says that you shouldn't do that, and so that makes for a lot of interesting discussion. Okay, I'm just giving Rashi Prakim. We're going to go on. Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, otherwise known as today's daf. So seven statements of Rav Elazar. The Gemara gives us a simanim in order to, so that we can help remember the seven statements of Rav Elazar. Simanim, Isha, Karka, Ezer, Zo, Shtei HaBrachos, or as we're going to see in just a moment, it's really Brechos, and Tigre and Pisch, and Pachse. Okay, good. Number one, Amar Rav Elazar. Kol Adam Shein Lo Isha, Eino Adam. So a man who doesn't have a wife is not a man. So the woman completes you as being a man. Number two. So the a person who doesn't have property is also not Adam. So you got to be a property owner to be a man. Number three. So the pasuk regarding the relationship between a husband and wife. So Akash Baruch Hu says, I'm going to make Ezer Kenegdo. Someone's going to help you. But zacha uzra so. So let's read the pasuk carefully. So if you're zoche, she's going to help you. And lo zacha kinegdo. And if you're not zoche, so she will be opposed to you. V'ikadamri, another version is Rebbe Lazar Rami Ksiv, kinegdo v'karinen kinegdo. Zacha kinegdo lo zacha minagda so. Similar idea, but just a different way to look at the word. So kinegdo can mean that she could be helpful towards you. On the other hand, there's also a word, it's Aramaic, but negida is malchus, meaning that if you're not zoche, so it's gonna hit you. Okay. Ashkechei Rabbi Yossi Eliyahu. Rabbi Yossi discovers Eliyahu, and they converse. Amar leksiv esolo ezer, b'meh isha ezrasol adam. So how exactly does the wife help you? Okay. This is what he's asking Eliyahu. Okay. It's a little bit strange, the Q&A over here. But okay, how does the wife help you? So Amar le, so Eliyahu says, adam evi chitim koseis. Okay, so you brought the wheat home from the field. Good. Now what are you going to do? You're going to eat the wheat? So pishtan lovesh, you bring home the flax. Well, you're going to wear flax? So lo nim says, mi'ira enav ba'amida raglav. In other words, your wife fixes the dinner. Your wife makes the clothing. So what do you mean? Of course she's going to help you. Now, quite frankly, Eliyahu Anavi has to come and disseminate this kind of information. Meaning, so I'm a little bit perplexed over what exactly the question was, what was the answer. Meaning, this is information you need Eliyahu Anavi for. Okay, so I'm struggling just with a basic understanding of the Gemara, but we're going to go on. Number four, this is seven statements of Rav Elazar. Number four. Vamar Rambalazar my dichsiv zosapam etzami atzamai basami basari. Malami shaba adama kol behem of a chayvalon is karadaita achaba al chava. Zosapam is this time. So what does that mean this time? So the Gemara makes a comment which is striking. It's a striking comment. And it's difficult to understand a kipshuto, but Rashi does. So I'm going to say over the Gemara like Rashi. So what Adam did is he experienced every one of the animals. Okay. And I'm saying it balashanaki. I'll leave it balashanaki. So he experienced all the animals. Until he got to Chava, Ad Shabal Chava, and once he had Chava, once he experienced Chava, so then he understood, this is my match. Again, it's a really difficult Gemara to understand Kipshuto. Okay. And I totally understand that there are ways to understand the Gemara, low Kipshuto. Okay. We'll just leave it at that. Number five. Amar Avalazar Maidyachsi Venivrchu V'chal Kol Mishbechos Adama. So Venivrchu V'chal. This is now we're up to Avram. Where in one of the first conversations, or the first conversation taking place between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avram, so he says, Lech Lecha, so you're going to go and you're going to leave your home and you're going to go to Eretz Yisrael and you will be a bracha. And the Gemara goes even further than that. I mean, we're going to say another pshat in the pasuk. Amar Lech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avram, Shtei Brechos Tovos Yesh Lavrich Becha. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to graft two other nationalities to you. Right? Rashi says, like the Mishnah in Kalayim, the word Lahavrich means to graft. So you're going to, right, you lay one tree onto another tree. Okay, now, sometimes grafting is usher, but the Akash Baruch Hu says, I'm going to graft. And Rusam Moviah v'na'ama ha'amonis. And so what I'm going to take is Rus from Moav, and I'm going to take Na'ama from Amon, and I'm going to graft them onto you. Rus, as we all know, that the great-grandmother of David HaMelech, Na'ama. So Na'ama was the mother of Rechavam. So the kol mishpachos ha'adama, filo mishpachos ha'adaros ba'adama, im es barchos el b'shvi Yisrael. And even the families that are land and rural, so they receive their bracha through you. Meaning everyone in the world is going to receive a bracha through Avram and his descendants. Kol goyaretz afilos finos abas migalia espanya im es barchos el b'shvi Yisrael. And when the pasuk says that kol goyaretz, even those boats out in Spain, right, they're going from Galia to Spain, so their bracha is only through you. Number six, Ve'amar Rav Elazar, Atidim Kol Bale Umnios Shiyamdu Al Karka. All professions are going to come back to the ground, and everyone's going to become a farmer. So Shenemar V'Yardu Me'ani Yoseim Kol Sofsei Tofsei Tofsei Mesot Malachim Kol Chov Le'ayam El Ha'aretz Yamdu. Even the sailors are going to come back to becoming farmers. Everyone's going to become a farmer. The Amar Rav Elazar, this is number seven. Ein lecha umnos p'chusa min hakarka. Now, as far as the lowliest of professions, that's going to be the farmer. Shenemar v'yardu. And we're just going right back to that pasuk in Yecheskel that we just quoted. V'yardu me'an yosam. So literally means they're going to get off their boats. But yirida also means to go down, meaning they're going down in profession. Rabbi Eliezer Chazi Elahu Ara. That's it. That's the seven statements of Rabbi Elazar, and we're moving along. The remainder of today, Eitzas, the Gemara is going to give advice after advice. Again, I'm going to rapid fire, and I'm going to say all this way too quickly. And obviously, this is the kind of daf where you really want to go over and review after you hear the daf once, hear it a second time, right? Hear it more than that. In other words, there's just a lot of advice that's coming in our direction, and some of it's going to seem a little contradictory. Okay, it takes a while to process, and again, I'm just going to go through it too quickly. Rabbi Elazar Chazi Alau Ara Deshade Bay Karva Lepucha. Rabbi Elazar was watching a farmer as he was plowing his field, and he was plowing it widthwise. Now, I know I'm saying good pshat in the Gemara. Just, I don't know what I'm talking about. Meaning, I'm not a farmer, but I could say it like the Rashi. In other words, it's not the most effective way to plow the land. Don't plow it widthwise, you plow it lengthwise. Okay, again, I'm saying it confidently. I just don't know what I'm talking about. I'm not a farmer. Anyway, he was plowing it widthwise. And Amrle Itzi Shtailoke Chafuche Be'iska Tavminach. And Rav Elazar says, look, even if you plow it the right way, meaning let's say you go lengthwise, I'm telling you right now, business is much better. Meaning, go do business, do commerce. And it would be much better than being a farmer. Okay, so what Rav Elazar is basically touting is that, look, farming is really hard work. And so if you want to just make an easier living, just do business. So Rav Al Leveni, Shvili Chazana Dekan Naifin. So Rav was by a field, and the stalks were waving back and forth in the wind. And Amar lehu niyafta isnufe hafuche beiskatav minach. And again, Rav's comment is very similar to Rav Elazar's comment, is that you could be waving all day. I'm telling you, I'm not tempted to work the field. Business is just going to be much easier, much better. Okay, next. Amar Rava, may ezuzah beiska kol yuma basar vechama. If you take 100 zuz and you put it and you invest it into some sort of capital activity, and you're basically making a business out of it, so that's great. Your diet's going to be made up of basar v'chamra. You'll be eating meat, you'll be drinking wine. However, mei zuz be'ara, milcha v'chafura. But however, if you take your mei zuz and you invest in a farm, and you farm, so you know what you're going to be eating. You're going to be eating salt, and you're going to be eating, and you're going to be plowing. In other words, it's going to be really hard work, and you're not going to be living as luxurious a life. And not only that, but where are you going to be sleeping? In other words, you have land that you have to watch. You're going to be sleeping out in the land. And not only that, lots of fighting going on. Fighting over property lines and so forth and so on. Okay, so in other words, again, a knock on the farming industry. It's just, in other words, the knock is it's really hard. Amar Rav Papa Zera Velo Tazmin. Af Agav Dechiyadah Dininu. Rav Papa says the following. Let's say that you have a field and you can make your own food. Or you could buy. Better to make your own food rather than buy. Because that which you make for yourself, that has bracha. Okay, now I know, like I said in the beginning, some of the eitzos are going to be contradictory to one another. And so it's going to take a while. I'm talking to me. It's going to take a while to process and to integrate all these different pieces of advice that's coming in our direction. Okay, but Rav Papa says, better you should make your own food than to have to buy it. Zavin velo tezel. Now, let's say you're really low in capital. And so when you want to liquidate. So, okay, do that before you become poor. Meaning, don't get to the position in which you totally ran out of capital and now you're going to need stucco. So sell off what you have. Now, as far as what you should sell off, so honey mila be bistrika. So that means that basically the furniture in your house and all the shashkas that you accumulate in your house, so sell that off. But as far as selling your clothing, in other words, that should be the last thing you're going to sell. Replacing the shashkas in your house, that you could do no problem whatsoever. Replacing your clothing, it's not as easy. Okay. Tomvelo tashpitz. You got a hole in your wall. So don't say, you know what? Perfect opportunity for renovation. Now, here I'm talking to myself, but okay. But the perfect opportunity for renovation. No, the perfect opportunity, just plug in the hole. Okay. I know. It's too soon for me. too soon and too late. Yeah. So, Tom Velo Tashpitz. Thank you. Shpots v'lo tivne. And the way Rashi says it over, shpots v'lo tishbe, im bal nefesh atal lahanos b'nyanecha archev anekev shafzu alios yafeh. So let's say you happen to really like living in somewhat nicer quarters. Okay, so fine. So do some renovation. However, Rashi says, lo tivne, lo tapos kol akosu v'tavneo. But don't knock down your house in order to build a nicer house. Okay, I know. If Rashi and the Gemara saw the world we live in now. Okay. Shekola osik bevinyan mis maskein. So you get involved in construction, so all you're going to do is, you know, add on. You wanted to do that? Oh, why don't you do this, and why don't you do that, and mis maskein. In other words, all you're going to do is just you're going to keep adding more to the project, and you're just going to keep losing money. Kvod zavin ara. Okay, as far as buying land is concerned, buying property is concerned, be quick. In other words, don't delay, don't drag your feet. But you have a buying opportunity, you buy immediately. Now, masonas of isasa. However, when it comes to marrying a woman, not too quickly. In other words, don't jump into it. Slow down over there. Nachis darga nasif isasa. Okay, fantastic Gemara. Gemara says, basically, when marrying a woman, so you should marry somebody, step down to marry a woman. Meaning marry a woman who's lower than your socioeconomic status. Okay? Rashi says a little bit nicer, meaning Rashi says don't marry up, meaning marry somebody who's across from you from a socioeconomic standpoint, basically someone who's in your class, but don't marry a girl that's above your class because you're just not going to be able to keep up with her financially. Now, when it comes to getting a friend and somebody that you're really going to serve as a companion, there you should be stepping up. Meaning, get somebody who is on a higher level than you. Now, here, probably in terms of his demeanor, in terms of his midos. In other words, you should surround yourself by people who are above you, and obviously, you yourself will be lifted up as a result of that. When calamity befalls the world, it's because of the Jewish people. So there will be demolishment of buildings. And you, the Jewish people, should accept Musar. Meaning, it's our fault. Okay, again, this is not the kind of thing I would broadcast. Meaning, I wouldn't record this and put it on the internet. Okay. That was just Musar for me. So anyway. Rav hava miftar me Rabbi Chia. Rav would be leaving Rabbi Chia. Okay, the relationship between Rav and Rabbi Chia, we've gone over this numerous times. Rabbi Chia was the uncle to Rav, the Rebbe to Rav, like a lot of things to Rav. I mean, in other words, Rav used to live in Eretz Yisrael. And he learned by Rabbi Chia. He also learned by Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Anyway, so when Rav left Rabbi Chia, now this could be their final farewell, because we know that Rav went to Bavel. Either way, so Amar Leih Rachmana Litzlach Mimida Dekash Mimavsa. So he gave him a bracha. Kash Baruch Hu should protect you from that which is worse than death. Well, what in the world is worse than death? So, umik amid the kashmi masa nafak tak vashkach. What do you mean? Of course, there's something worse than death. Pasuk in Koheles umotze ani marmi mavis as a isha. So yeah, so a woman is worse than death. So Rav have a kametzar le devasayu, and Rav. So his wife would really punish him. So ki amar le avidi le tulufche avdele chimse avdele tulufche. So whatever order he put in for dinner, so she made something else. Kigadol, no, I'm not going to put this on record, but come to me afterwards. I'll tell you some great stories. Anyway, Kigadol Chia Brei, Apech, Afechla. Okay, so Rabbi Chia, the son of Rav. In other words, Rav named his son after his uncle. Okay. So Rabbi Chia, the son of Rav, so as he got older, he recognized what his mother did. Aftzalachas. In other words, just to basically bother Rav. Okay, fine. So what Rabbi Chia did is that he took the order of his father. He brought it to his mother, but he swapped it so that mom would make what dad wanted. Okay, so Amar Lei Hainu Deka Amri Inshi. I'm sorry, I skipped a line. So Amar Lei Iyalach Lach Imech. So now Rav is looking at his son. He's like, "It's fantastic. This is exactly what I wanted to eat. What's going on? Is mom okay?" That's not a literal translation of the Gemara. The literal translation of the Gemara is she got better, right? So Amar Lei, so the son explains to his father, no, she didn't get any better. So Anuhu dekafichna la. No, when you put the order in, I switch the order around. So I lie to mom so that she'll make what you want. So Amar Lei, hanu dekamri inshi denafik minach tamamafich. So Rav says, first of all, let's go to an old expression, and that is that which comes out of you is then going to end up becoming your teacher. He's like, oh, like a smart kid, right? Right, smarter than me. I should have thought of that. Okay. So anyway, so I've got a lot to learn from him. Anyway, good. So I learned from my son. And furthermore, Atlo Tavid Hachi. But then he says to his son, but I'm telling you right now, don't do that anymore. Meaning, great idea, great move. Just don't do that again. Why? Because you're going to get used to lying. And once you get used to lying, so then it's going to run out of control. So Shinam Lim Dulashonam Davashekar Heyaveh. So the pasuk in Yirmiyahu says that you're going to end up learning how to lie, and you're going to be very comfortable with lying. So don't do it. You're doing it for a good reason, but don't do it. Rabbi Chiya v'kametzarele devasayhu. So talk about running in the family. Rabbi Chiya's wife really tortured him. So ki avamashka chmidi tzarele besudre. However, he always came home with gifts. He found something nice. He wrapped it up. He brought it to his wife. O ma'isi ni Allah. You brought it to her. So amrele rava hakametzarele lamar. So Rav's trying to understand now. I think, by the way, I always reserve the right to be wrong, but I think this Rabbi Chiya is his uncle, meaning not his son. Meaning we're going back to the uncle. So Rav says to him, I don't understand. She tortures you. She makes you crazy. So Amrle Diana Shemegalos Benenim Metzelus Osana Minachet. And so he says to Rav, no, you don't understand. I have tremendous appreciation for her. She's raising our children. She protects me from chet. Meaning I don't have a yetzer for other women because of her. In other words, okay. So another area she tortures me, but fine. It's in other words, just appreciate that which you have. Okay, the Musar in that just one line of Gemara alone that should carry us for about the rest of our life. Okay, so Makri le Rav Yehuda Rav Yisrael Berei. Okay, so once again now this pasuk Kohelis. I see everyone here enjoys it. Good, the Gemara is going to allow us to enjoy it even more. So Makri le Rav Yehuda Rav Yisrael Berei. So Rav Yehuda was teaching Tanakh over to his son. So they're up to the pasuk Kohelis, and he says, I found something worse than death, and that's your wife. So Amalei kagon man, kagon imech. He says, what, really? A woman's that bad? He says, yeah, look at your mother. Okay. So there's an obvious question over here regarding Lashon Hara, and you know, in other words, and speaking disparagingly about anybody. Okay, as you can imagine, the Chafetz Chaim, who gives full treatment to the topic of Lashon Hara, so he does speak about this Gemara, and he does address how he could say it, you know, so comfortably to his son, yeah, your mother's worse than death. Okay, it's not the kind of thing I'd share with my children. Okay, Baruch Hashem for me, it's not true, but it's not the kind of thing, even if true, it's Lashon Hara. Meaning, when it's true, it's Lashon Hara. When it's not true, it's Motzi Shem Ra. But it's not the kind of thing, as Lashon Hara, you wouldn't share that with anybody else. You shouldn't share it with your children. And meanwhile, he did share it with his child. Okay, there is a Lashon Hara question to ask over here and answer. The Chafetz Chaim does so. Anyway, we're going to go on. So, Amar le kagon man kagon imech. V'hamasne le Rav Yehuda le Rav Yisrael Berei na adam motzei karas ruach ela mishta rishona. Meanwhile, the Gemara says, I'm so confused because we have another statement that was said by Rav Yehuda as he was learning with his son Rav Yitzchak, and that is, ein adam motzei karas ruach ela mishta rishona. You know, the best thing a man has is his first wife, meaning if Rachmanis, for whatever reason, he went on to a second wife, a third wife, for whatever reason, but nothing provides a kind of nachas ruach as a first wife. Shenemar yihimakar chabaruch v'samach mishtecha nerech, pasuk and mishle, right? Obviously, they were deep into Tanakh. They were already in the ksuvim. They're Kohelis and now mishle. Okay, anyway. So v'amarle kagon man kagon imech. And he says, can you give me an example of somebody who provides for you the koras ruach, the nachas ruach? And he says, yeah, your mother. So now, conflicting reports regarding Rav Yitzchak's mother. She's worse than death, and she provides koras ruach. Can those exist side by side? Now the answer, of course, is yes. So, and the Gemara spells it out. The Gemara says, yeah, both are a description of his mother. So on one hand, she had a terrible temper. On the other hand, a couple of soft words, and you could soften her up. Okay, so yes and yes. So the Gemara gives a couple of examples of Isha Ra. Okay, it's kind of self-evident, but the Gemara over here provides examples. So number one, Mekashle Taka, Mekashle Puma. So she prepares the table, but she also prepares her mouth. In other words, the table's nice, she sets the table nice for dinner, but then you're going to hear from her at the table. Okay, and you're not going to hear pleasantries. Okay, that's one. Rava Amar, another example, Mekashle Taka, Mehajle Gaba. She prepares the table. You're sitting there at dinner, but she's not prepared to face you. She turns her back to you. Okay. Amar Rabbi Chamer Berchanina Kevan Shenasa Adam Isha Avonos of Mispakikin. When a man marries a woman, so what's going to happen to his avonos? They're going to be forgiven. Okay, so right, a lot of discussion about this Gemara over here, right, at your chasna. So you're going to have a total kapara, right? You get to you get a reset on your avonos. Okay, shenamar masi isha matzatov v'yafek ritzon me'ashem. Right, you're going to have a lot of ritzon on the day of your chasna. But Marava could lend itself to the minhag of fasting, and it's a day of slicha v'kapara. Okay, anyway, we go on. But Marava kinasav inish isasa in Eretz Yisrael there was an old minhag. Now this is the second time in Shas we're hearing about this minhag. We heard it back in Brachos, and now in Yevamos, right? We're halfway through Shas, approximately, not yet. So, but we get to hear it again. And in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag was is that when you married. So the following question was posed to you. Amrle hachi, matzo or motze? So what kind of wife do you have? Do you have a matzo or do you have a motze? So matzo, dichsev matzo isha matzo tov. So matzo is a reference to the pasuk that we quoted earlier in Mishlei, and that is that you find a good woman. However, motze, dichsev motze ani mar mamavis, it's a isha. On the other hand, motze could be a reference to the pasuk in Kohelet, she could be worse than death. So what do you have? Do you have something good or do you have something that's worse than death? Now, the Q&A over here is a little bit difficult to understand because what do you think he's going to answer? Oh, I got a motze. No, of course not. So, in other words, just a basic shot in the Gemara over here. In other words, there's only really one acceptable answer, meaning, and if he married a motze, why did he marry her? Okay. Amar Rav Isha Ra Mitzvah Lagarsha. The Gemara says is that if you're married to an Isha Ra, so now at that point in time, there is a way to solve for the problem, and that is Gerushin. Okay, so that's the obvious solution. Now, again, I'm not giving it its proper treatment in terms of when, because now is not the time. We're just going to go through. We're going to cover the daf again. So many of these points over here in today's daf require right many shiurim. Just we're seeing the daf. So the amar of isha rav v'ksuva samaruba. So let's say, however, there's a complication. Notably, her ksuva is a lot. In other words, when you married her, so you wrote in the ksuva a lot of money. So upon death or divorce, you're going to have to pay out. And right now, she's an isha ra, but financially, she costs too much to get rid of. What do you do? What's the solution over here? The Gemara says, I'll tell you what the solution is. Sarasa bitzida. And that is take a second wife. Okay, so you take a second wife, and now she's going to get the tochacha from her co-wife. Da'amri inshi, people say bechaverta v'lo besilta. In other words, the tochacha comes from much better from a friend than it does come from a thorn. Meaning you try to tell her, you know, do this, do that, do this, or don't do this, don't do that. She's not going to hear you. But a chaver who now is going to compete and behave much better, she'll learn at that point in time how exactly to behave. V'amar Rav Akashi Shara Kiyom. Okay, fine. I told you, by the way, at the beginning of today's daf. I told you. V'ama Rav Akashi Isha Ra Kiyom Sagrir. An Isha Ra is worse than a hurricane. Shenemar Delef Tored B'yom Sagrir V'ishas Medinim Nishchavem. So the bad woman is worse than even a storm. Amar Rav Abare Kamatova Isha Tova V'kamara Isha Ra. So let's take a look at how good is a good wife and how bad is a bad wife. Kama tov isha tova, dechsev masi isha masa tov. Okay. Now, that pasuk could be talking about a wife, but it also could be an allegory. It could be that the pasuk's actually not talking about an isha, it's talking about Torah. Doesn't matter. The point is still the same. I begava mishai kra kama tova isha tova, kama tova isha tova. Shakasav mishabcha. So if the pasuk is to be understood, kipshuta, that's talking about a woman, great. So in other words, so marrying a good woman is good, because she's a good thing. Now, I betar mishtai krab, but maybe the pasuk is allegoric. So even if that's true, but what are you comparing the Torah to? In isha tova. It's a good thing. So kama tova isha tova shatar nim shalaba. Okay. So that's my isha tova. Now what about isha ra? So kama ra isha ra, dichsivu motziani marmi mavis, it's a isha. So now, that pasuk in Kohelet. So again, If it's pshuto shel mikra, that's talking about a woman. So then again, iba gavah mishai kra kamara isha ra shakasu megana. In other words, the pasuk is telling us that a bad woman understood kipshuto is marmi mavis. It's more bitter than death. And iba gehenna mishai kra kamara isha ra shagena nimshal abba. And if the pasuk is talking about an isha ra, I'm sorry, if the pasuk is actually an allegory to Gehenna, okay, but allegorically, what is Gehenna? Gehenna is compared to an isha ra. Either way, the point is going to be the same. Okay. Okay. This will be a good pausing point. We caught up mostly. Okay. We did a lot of Gemara today. Let's recap. Let's review our daf today. And then, Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we get to fully catch up. This morning, Banim Harein Kevinei Vanim. So you can count your grandchildren as your children. So vis-a-vis the halacha of Puravu. But again, that's a gross oversimplification of the Gemara's point, and go back to the beginning of today's daf for a lot more amplification of what exactly that means. But that was point number one.
Speaking of Puravu, Hofstra had a baby brother.
Oh, Mazel Tov. That's really good news. Baruch Hashem. Okay, that's number one. Number two is that the our Mishnah and the Brisa are in conflict with one another in a subtle point, but an important point. And that is in our Mishnah, once you fulfill the mitzvah Puravu, so there's no chiyuv to have any more children. Masha Ein Kein, Rabbi Yoshua, and the Brisa teaches us, no, that even after you fulfill the mitzvah Puravu, Vayter, you should still have. And the Brisa, such an interesting Brisa. The Brisa says, because look, you got to play the statistics, and is every kid going to come out good? You hope so. We all hope so. But you don't know. And the more children you have, the more chances you have that one is really going to be a real dynamo. And not only is that true with kids, it's also true with Talmidim as well. So you have Talmidim and you have more Talmidim. Vita, you just continue having Talmidim because, again, you don't know which one's going to really stand out. In the Brisa, as an example, we had Rabbi Kiva had students, 24,000. They died, Lonagu Kava Zebezeh. They died between Pesach and Atzeres. And they died with Askara, and Rabbi Kiva restarted again and had five more Talmidim. Okay, I know that's like shiurim upon shiurim, but we covered that this morning as well. Okay, and then from that point going forward, Eitzahs. Today's daf is all Eitzahs, Eitzah after Eitzah after Eitzah, and we got bombarded today with Eitzahs from the Gemara. How do I summarize this? I don't know. How about this? Right. Okay, yeah, Chaz of the Gemara, and you go over all the Eitzahs of the Gemara. Okay, let's stop over here.